Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Extra Dinero podcast, where we are helping you make money online. So today, I'm on Facebook Marketplace because I do sell and flip items on there. And before we get into the feedback, which is what I want to get to on this podcast, and the importance of feedback is, I see a lot of people fall for these scams on Facebook Marketplace, and that's the reason I'm recording this podcast, and also my Instagram, is because a lot of people fall for this. You're not going to make money sitting at home. You're not going to make $2,000 on your phone if you don't have an education. And people always hit info, please. It's like so desperate to make money online. Money does not come that easy. You're not going to walk down the block and make $100. It's not going to happen. I mean, if it did, we would all be doing it and we would all be making crazy money. It's not going to happen. And it's very discouraging when I see people online falling for this. And I could see how people need money. And I get it. I've been there. I've needed an extra $200 a month to pay a bill, you know. And I've been there, and that's what got me into flipping. And flipping is a way to make extra money a month. I'm not going to promise you that you're going to become a millionaire this, because it's not true. And I don't want to do that, because while I was doing my research back 5 years ago when I was trying to start this, there's a lot of people lying and trying to sell you a course and sell you stuff for $1,000, you're going to make all this money. A lot of it is not true. Some of it is, but a lot of it is not. Educate yourself on it, people. Don't fall for the scams. So with that said, going back to the subject of today's podcast, it's feedback. Feedback, positive feedback especially, is very important. When I started selling on eBay, I didn't have any feedback. So I did my research, what is the best way, and the best way to get feedback is to purchase items on eBay. Purchase a couple items. It doesn't have to be anything too expensive. Just buy items. Maybe your regular items that you'd buy at the store. Instead of buying at the store, buy them on eBay. And then once you get it, the seller will leave you feedback. If not, you can send a quick message asking for feedback on the transaction. And then you just build that feedback. You know, you start with 1, then to 5, then 10, and 20. And when you start selling, you'll have that feedback and the positive feedback, and it will make buyers feel comfortable purchasing their items from you because of that positive feedback. The feedback, it will tell you if either you're a seller or a buyer on the feedback if you read into it. However, the buyer usually doesn't go into that detail. They'll just look at your feedback. As long as it's positive, most likely they will purchase from you. So keep that in mind. Again, start with buying items online from eBay, and ask if the sellers don't leave a feedback, ask them to leave a feedback for you. So that's how you start. Second is positive feedback. I've been selling for about 5 years, and I've fallen into the situation about 3 times where one was not my fault, other was where I shipped an item, it was no returns. The buyer asked me to return the item because it wasn't working. It sounded kind of shady. The item was intact. It was new. The buyer made a big deal. I had a no return policy on it. However, I basically let him have the item and refunded the money. I didn't even want him to, or her, I'm not sure what it was, or what they were, to send me back the item. I just had him keep it, and I refunded the money. And I did this because I wasn't losing a lot of money. I think I was losing about 10 bucks. I would have just made like $5 on the deal. It wasn't much. So the positive feedback is worth more to me than that money. I'm sure I've sold a lot more because of the positive feedback than if I would have that the buyer would have left a negative feedback. Yes, you could always dispute it with eBay if you feel that negative feedback is not correct. However, you always run the risk that eBay will agree with the buyer and you are left with that negative feedback. So keep that in mind. I mean, you know, weigh your options and look at what you're losing, you know, and gaining, and make a smart decision on what you want to do. So that's a tip. Another tip is to if you make a mistake and it's your fault, refund the money. You know, don't argue. It's your fault. Do the right thing for the buyer. I once shipped these earrings. Unfortunately, I didn't have a box, and I was running around. I didn't have time, so I just threw them in an envelope and mailed out their earrings. Sure enough, when they got there, the backings were bent. This is when I first started. You know, it was a rookie mistake. I apologized to the buyer. The buyer was obviously upset that they purchased it, and I believe they were going to give it as a gift to someone. So what I did is I refunded the money. I didn't ask them to send me the package because the buyer had sent me a picture of the damaged item. So I didn't ask them to send it back to me. I wasn't going to be able to sell them anyhow. And also, it's an inconvenience for the buyer to have to, you know, purchase a label, go to the post office and mail it out to me, back to me for something that I did. So, you know, I apologized again. I refunded the money and I told him to keep the item. And he or she left me a positive feedback. Again, that was worth more to me than having those earrings shipped back to me. I would have not been able to sell them anyhow. So that was another experience. So keep that in mind. Again, positive feedback is worth a lot. People feel more confident when you have positive feedback. I mean, we all do it when we go to a new restaurant. We, you know, we read Yelp reviews. When we buy stuff on Amazon, we read the reviews as well. So it's very important, you know, and keep that in mind. So do that and keep that in mind that feedback is important, and you want to try to maintain a positive feedback. If you feel that a customer has left negative feedback that is not warranted, you can always dispute it with eBay. They have a disputing, an email or process you could dispute in order to have that reviewed and possibly have that negative feedback overturned. That does take some time, and again, you run the risk that eBay will agree with the buyer, not with you. So keep that in mind. So again, start with buying items on eBay, and that's why how you build your feedback. Again, second, think about, you know, the situation, and sometimes positive feedback is worth more than a couple bucks. And another thing too, once you start selling, you get busy, you know, you ship the item, the buyer gets the item, and you forget about it. You got your money, the buyer has their item, you're done. Don't forget about the feedback. I personally, after I see that the item has been delivered within 3 days, I send an email as telling the buyer, I see that you received your item. I hope you're happy with it. If you have any concerns, please feel free to email me. I've left a positive feedback in regards of our transaction. I would appreciate it if you could leave a feedback in regards of your experience with the transaction. Thank you. Not only is that good customer service, you know, you're following up with the buyer to see if they're happy with their item. And again, it reminds them that you want a feedback left on your account. And most likely, I think about 90% of the time, they will go ahead and leave a feedback. And if they're not happy with it, maybe that way you could avoid negative feedback by reaching out and seeing if you could take care of the problem before that feedback is left. So those are the tips of the day. If you have any questions, any comments, please email me at theextradinero@gmail.com. That's theextradinero@gmail.com, or on Instagram at extra_dinero. Again, that's extra_dinero, DINERO. Feel free to send me your questions, any comments you might have, and I'll try to get those answered for you. Till next time, keep on flipping, keep on pushing. It is possible. Items are there. There's ways to make money online. It's not easy. but it is possible. Keep listening to the podcast for more tips and tricks. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.